following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Welcome to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Coach's Corner. Now, here's the voice of the Indians, Mitch Petrie.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Excited to be back here for another week at Coach's Corner and excited to get this week underway as we get ready for region game number two coming up this Friday. It's a battle of the unbeatens. Your Wetumpka Indians will host the Russell County Warriors, both teams 3-0 heading into this week four matchup, both teams undefeated in region play. The Indians picked up their win against the Rehoboth Rebels this past Friday. That one's a 32-6 victory. On the other side, the Russell County Warriors beat the Stanhope Elmore Mustangs to open up region play for them. That one, a final score of 44-30. We get all into all that here in just a moment when Coach Woods does join the show. But before that, it's a busy week for Indians Athletics. Volleyball last week picked up their first win in the area, beat Benjamin Russell on Tuesday night, and then picked up another win at their Labor Day tournament on Saturday this past weekend. Right now, volleyball is hosting Stanhope Elmore. That game about to get underway back over on campus at the Wetumpka Competition Gym. Try to keep you updated with scores throughout the night as best as we can. And then flag football is on the road here tonight. They'll play their first region game this afternoon. That one kicked off a little bit less than an hour ago over in Russell County. So flag football going to try to take down the Warriors before the varsity football team tries to do the same here in just a couple of days. We'll be on the air for that one at 6:30 and kick off at 7, as just about always is the case here, barring something extreme. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a moment when we'll be joined by Coach Woods of the Wetumpka Indians.
Need a shopping day? A dinner out? Maybe a little of both? Make your way to the Shops at East Chase. With more than 70 stores and restaurants, you can shop favorites like Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Buckle, and Journeys. Then grab coffee, a sweet treat, or dinner before heading home. Shopping, dining, and plenty to explore. Make a day of it at the Shops at East Chase.
Looking for your next truck or SUV? Find it at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. From the legendary Ford F-150 and Super Duty to the Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Maverick, Ranger, and more, Collier Ford has Ford options for the way you drive. You'll also find pre-owned vehicles and a team ready to help with financing and your trade. See what's waiting at Collier Ford, Highway 231 in Wetumpka, or shop online at CollierFordINC.com. Come on, come to Collier.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
Fast internet is important, but having people nearby when you need them matters too. Central Access provides fiber internet access across central Alabama with offices in Prattville, Clanton, Wetumpka, and Rockford. Whether you're choosing a plan, getting connected, or looking for technical support, Central Access has resources to help. Find out if Central Access fiber is available where you live. Learn more, explore residential plans, and check availability at centralaccess.com.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At home, at work, or on the go, First Community Bank makes it easier to stay connected to your finances. With online and mobile banking, alongside the personal service of a local community bank, you can manage everyday banking while still having real people available when you need them. It's modern convenience with a hometown approach. Learn more at fcbca.com. Member FDIC, First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And we welcome you back to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Kelly Collision and Central Access. We are now joined by Coach Woods. Coach, congratulations on the 3-0 start to the season, and appreciate you being here with us this evening.
Mitch, I appreciate it, and we had a great day of practice and ready to keep working towards Friday.
That's what we like to hear. Before we jump into any game stuff, I know you had a good chance to visit Death Valley this weekend, went down on a trip with Caleb Ballard. Just tell me about what that experience was like from just all aspects of the game, and then, of course, LSU's dominance throughout.
Well, you know, when we signed up to go to the game, we didn't realize it was going to be like the most anticipated game because all the off-the-field stuff. I really had no clue. All I was thinking about was Rehoboth, and it was my wife who told me about all the stuff going on with Coach Kiffin and the NFL players playing college and all this stuff I don't have time for. If it ain't Indian football, I don't have time for it. But when we got there, it was incredible, and it was a great experience to see, you know, have our players have an opportunity to be there. And it was a first-class treatment the whole time, and it's the production around college football now is ridiculous is the word for it, because it's absolutely ridiculous. But we enjoyed every minute of it, and I was just willing to get a kid, you know, an opportunity to go out there and meet some coaches and have an opportunity. So it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. When you go to one of these college visits, when you go to a place, especially like LSU, you know, a big national program, are you always kind of looking for things that you might want to try to implement back here at home, obviously on maybe a little bit of a smaller scale?
Sure, a golf cart to pick you up, straight to a charter bus to take you 500 yards to an indoor. That was pretty cool. You know, some all-you-can-eat food. I took my oldest boy, Bo Winston, with us, so he got to, you know, experience it like being a recruit. So it was a pretty incredible deal, and we were right there on the sideline, of course, for pregame, and got to see it was just a fun experience. It really was. And 102,000 people singing Garth Brooks in unison. I mean, it was just, you know, it's a fun environment. And, you know, I'd played there also, Mitch, at Troy. That was one of the games that I know gave me an NFL opportunity was my game there as a Troy Trojan in Death Valley. Yep.
Was that your first time back since you had gone as a player?
That's correct, yeah. The only reason I would go back is to take a Wetumpka Indian.
Fair enough. Been lucky to have been down there for a game, had a couple of buddies, and I can definitely attest to the volume. I can't imagine how much louder it is on the field than being in the stands, though. Now, going back to last week, you get the win over Rehoboth. How important is it to start off region play with a victory?
Well, yeah, that's the goal. And we did it. So on to the next. Yes, sir.
Right. Going back to that game, it still feels like we're kind of searching for that complete game. It was a good performance defensively. Obviously, you're facing an offense that you don't really see too often, especially at the 5A level in that kind of that wing tee. It's a lot of deception, a lot of misdirection. Just kind of tell me what it was about kind of prepping the team going into that game and how you felt about their reaction to that offense.
Yeah, sure. So we talked about it last week on the show, and when you're facing that run-heavy team with misdirection, it's to do your job deal. And it's always that way, but truly against an offense like this, because they're going to run the same three plays over and over. They're waiting for you to get tired, fatigued, feel bad for yourself, take one play off, and that's when they hit you. And for our defensive line, you know, it's one of them games after having success at the defensive end position, getting multiple sacks by our guys every game. This game, I told you last week, it's a non-glamorous kind of game for the defensive line. You have to do your job. They're not going to write an article about you in the newspaper, but if you do your job, win the game, and that's what we're able to do. And then offensively, you know, we scored, and we scored quickly, which didn't help our defense. It's like, dadgummit, but glad to score. But then also to respond from that, our guys did a very good job. And then we tightened up the back end throughout the game also, stopping their passing attack, which is very few, but when they throw the ball, it's usually there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I feel like when you're playing an offense like that, obviously your defensive line has to be disciplined. But really, I feel like the difference makers is that second level, your outside guys, your linebackers. And Cooper Wilson had another great showing, followed up his double-digit tackle against Tallahassee. Did the same this week, I believe. He finished with 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Also, go vote him for Fever Athlete of the Week.
Absolutely. So you're allowed to vote once every 24 hours. That means you can get 3 votes in by Thursday for Cooper Wilson. Let's go ahead and win something else, and we tell them to vote for Cooper for Fever Athlete of the Week at WSFA.com.
Yeah, well, how was his performance? How did he stick out to you again? I know we talked about him, and kind of you didn't anticipate to see this volume and kind of this growth so early on. Just how impressed were you with him? And Christian Wilkes had a great game as well over at the Bandit position.
Yeah, so the linebackers are playing excellent football. They continue to get better every single game. I was even more impressed with this game with Cooper, because his tackles this week was actually having to do block destruction. He has to get through another defender to be able to get to the ball carrier. Now, that's a next big step progressionally for a linebacker. So, you know, this is the week, game 4, where I was really thinking that this will be the big jump for him, and I think it will. I think when we look at our opponent this next Friday, you know, Cooper's familiar with seeing this style of offense, because we're very similar to it. So I was really impressed with Cooper this past week. I was actually anticipating him to have not as many tackles just because of having to have a run fit and take on the block. But man, it was sensational. And Jordan Bracey also, this kid is he's our defensive lineman number 99. He's actually in the house tonight. He is just absolutely dominating right now. And we got to do it Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're kind of getting ready for Russell County. It's a big matchup, obviously. You want to try to get that revenge from last year. But one more guy I feel like we got to talk about from last week, Dion. 7 touches, 118 yards, and a touchdown. Just really every time he got the ball, he really just exploded. And kind of what flashes back to me is that drive at the beginning of the fourth quarter. He gave the ball to him 5 straight times and literally just marches down the field, obviously not by himself, but really making a bunch of plays on the way.
Well, it was great to see from our side of it, because, you know, Rehoboth prides themselves. They're such a gritty team, and they pride themselves just running the same plays. Well, you know, late in the game, you know, we were able to do the same thing with Dion. I mean, he's electric, and he's such a competitor. And when he is at his best, when he's fully present in the moment, He is really a unstoppable football player, and we need that Friday night as well from him, and I know we're going to get it.
Gregory, you got a question for Coach?
Mullen? Coach, another guy I want to talk about is Caden Carlisle. He had only 3 tackles for loss and 2 sacks on Friday night. How quickly is that sophomore defensive edge developing in front of you?
Well, he is. So one of the big things on film that we saw after our Andalusia game is there were some plays that we call it getting flat down the line, where he was out of position by 1.5 yards, something that people would not see unless you coach the position and understand what the expectation is. And that's a non-glamorous technique, too, to where you're running down the ball carrier. He did that the very next week. So every time there's an opportunity for him to show, get coached, and then apply it in the next game, he's been able to do that. And then for him, too, to be able to play at that, we've got to continually condition to get in better shape. Now, I'm saying he's not in good shape, but we got to get in championship shape. Once he's there, I think you're going to see that next huge jump for him. But he's doing his job. The plays are coming to him. He's making them when the plays get there, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, and one more question before we move on to the Russell County game. 3 straight games with 200 yards on the ground. Just tell me about this running back room and kind of how talented you feel like this group of guys are. Obviously going to have one of those guys on here in just a little bit in Jordan Hill.
Well, you see, you know, the challenge going into this year was, you know, as any coach, you want to get the best players on the field as much as possible. And in our running back room, our challenge was going to be we only have 1 football to give everybody. But the growth of that room is they're we Tumpka guys. They're not me Tumpka guys. They're not worried about themselves. They're worried about winning the football game. So when each player gets the ball, they're getting the ball to score. It ain't getting the ball because I'm the guy who gets the ball 25 times. No. It's a different speed when they get the ball, and to see them all get energized for each other, block for one another, it excites the coach because that's where the team, you mean, so much is lost in sports now for the team aspect of it. I know our running back room shows you what it means to be a team and support one another. All sharing the football.
Yeah, absolutely. And now looking ahead to Friday night, obviously went to their place last year. Another one of those long road trips, about a 2-hour bus ride away. First off, what's the early outlook on Russell County and how excited are you to have it at home this time?
Well, we're excited to be home. The community is so supportive, and the pep rallies last week of just getting everyone excited for football because we were on the road for 2 weeks, and now we get to be home for 2 weeks. So we're thankful to be here, especially so everyone can be in attendance to watch the game. But Russell County, I mean, they're a top 10 team for a reason. They've been a top 10 team the last 3 years. They currently are a top 10 team. Coach Griggs does a fantastic job with that program, taking it from, if you mention Russell County to anybody locally around here that they're winning, people are like, oh, Russell County wins? It's like, yeah, it ain't your 2000. 1992 Russell County. This is a program that Coach Griggs has built and has done a fantastic job. So we know that this is going to be the most competitive game that we've been in, but it's also going to be their most competitive game they've been in. So we're excited to play our best to really get the focus on ourselves, right? We have some check marks, and I've mentioned throughout our post-game interviews that we're going to hit as a team, and that's what our goal is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really high-powered offense over there at Russell County. They're averaging 45 points per game, just under 500 yards per game, and over 300 yards on the ground. Kind of, what's your game plan and what's your challenge to the defense as you look ahead to Friday night? Obviously, going to need a big game from those guys.
You got to stop the run and stop explosive. So they have two really good running backs, number 4, who won number 21 last year. I know their roster very well, and I saw that kid 2 years ago on one kickoff return. I remember watching him on kickoff return. I was like, that's the dude, and he's become that. And we got to stop the run, and they do a very good job scheming up when they're going to throw the ball. When they complete the ball, it's typically an explosive play. Jersey number 1 is a very rangy kid, very physical receiver, and when he gets the ball, it's usually a touchdown. Is what has been the first 3 weeks. So we got to stop the run and stop the explosives.
Coach, talk about 3 weeks into the season now. You found this team's identity yet so far?
That's a great question. So our identity is based on heart. We say heart over everything, heart over everything. So, you know, in that whole thing, when talent doesn't work hard, right, hard work's going to beat that talent. Well, ours is more of like, are you fully present in the moment? We talk about winning the moment, right? So we define heart as humility, effort, attitude, reliability, and toughness. And those are the areas that we focus on, and we congratulate our players in those areas during our film sessions after the game. And what that is, you got to be a guy willing to do whatever it takes to win the football game, no matter what position you play. Are you going to do it to your very best? Are you going to bring the effort that is required, that championship effort, the attitude? So our identity is one based on heart. I think when you see our guys play, and the guys being asked to play multiple positions now, I mean, that's asking a lot of a kid, especially now. You know, these days you don't see that a whole lot. So you're seeing a team that has heart. Our identity is a team full of heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a big part of that is especially the toughness. I feel like I've seen a lot of toughness from those guys so far this year, especially on that defensive side of the ball. It's been really strong performance. And kind of I know we covered it a little bit just a second ago, but really, what are you preaching to these guys as you head into Friday night's game? It's going to be a big challenge for the defense. What are you trying to tell them to instill confidence in those guys?
So ours is, we got to practice at a championship level, and today was a fantastic practice of that. And that's the challenge for a kid. Listen, everyone's natural wants to just be lazy. Everyone would rather be mediocre than no one challenged them. Well, it's my job every day to tell them that I will never allow you to be average, and that doesn't mean you're going to like me every day. Same with our coaching staff. When we go out there to coach, it's like it's a challenge to the coaches that we're at a war against mediocrity every single day, because when you look around, everyone will accept mediocre, which is why it's called average. We don't, and today's practice was a tremendous practice, and so that's what I'm telling the guys. Once again, focusing on yourself. Are you running the race in a way to obtain the prize. We talk about 1 Corinthians 9:24 today. That's what we look to. Like, we've got to do, we've got to run this race in a way that's different than Russell County. It's different than our opponents. So whether it's an individual drill, whether it's a team drill, like, what are you doing that's making it different? And from our end, coaches wise, it's demanding perfection and demanding absolute effort at all times in practice. That's what they're hearing every day. And then that's going to prepare them to go out there and to physically finish through the football Friday night.
Well, we're excited for Friday night. And before we get there, we'll be joined in just a moment by Charlie Skipper and Jordan Hill. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
All right.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hey y'all, Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burley Bow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Matte, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear, plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hey y'all, Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burley Bow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Matte, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear, plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Every great hairstyle starts with listening. At the Gab Salon, the experienced team takes time to create a look that's right for you. From everyday cuts and color to balayage, formal styling, and waxing services, they offer beauty services for the whole family. Visit the Gab Salon at 102A South Main Street in Wetumpka or call 334-567-5344. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
You're in the right place for all things Wetumpka Indians. This is Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
We welcome you back to Tribal Talk. Got Coach Woods on my left, Charlie Skipper to my right, and on his right, we've got Jordan Hill. And guys, I appreciate you being with me here tonight, but before we get into any questions for y'all, Coach, tell me a little bit about these two guys.
So Jordan and Charlie came in together. They're both class of 28, and very early on, we knew they'd be in the position they are right now. When they came in as freshmen, they were already just athletically ahead of others, understood football, were very coachable, and they've carried that to this very day. I mean, it's fun watching them last year and now this year, and both asked to do different things this year as opposed to last year, and both doing a very good job leading our football team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't mention everybody's position, Charlie, the quarterback, and Jordan, just about everywhere on the football field. We'll stick with athlete for now. Charlie, you're heading into year two as the quarterback, kind of got thrust into that starting role last year a little bit before the season. Now with a full year and a full offseason under your belt, what do you feel like has changed from year one now being in year two?
Definitely confidence in myself and my teammates, knowing what they're doing and what I'm doing and what we're supposed to do together and how it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jordan, kind of been all over the field, a little bit of time back return duty, some wide receivers, some running back, some defensive back. Tell me, what's your favorite place to play on the field? I know you're kind of been all over.
My favorite place, it has to be either receiver or DB.
Yeah. If you had to pick one, which one would it be and why?
It'll probably be receiver. I just don't know. Once I started playing it more like this year, I just fell in love with it. I don't really know why, I just did.
But. Hey, whatever speaks to you. And, you know, speaking of being a receiver, you guys connected on the first offensive play of the game for a touchdown. Kind of run me through that play through each of your eyes. Charlie, you start because you started with the ball, and then Jordan, obviously, a couple of broken tackles. Really, really solid spin move I saw there, too, as well. So kind of what was going through your eyes on that play, and what was the celebration like after?
Well, they came out in cover three, and we had four verticals, and three deep defenders can't cover four men, so just read the safety, hit the open man, and he did his job and met him in the end zone. It's pretty cool.
Well, we have been running the play all week, and Coach Bear actually made us run the play at least like 10 times back to back to back one day of practice. So I knew it was going to be the first play and we was going to come out, and I just had to get in the end zone with it.
And you absolutely did. Now, Coach, tell me a little bit about both of these guys, both having a good year, and tell me, what kind of does each one bring to the table in terms of leadership to this team, especially being involved a lot as a sophomore, now heading into their junior year, getting a lot of reps as well?
Yeah, I think Charlie said it, just through summertime, being able to solidify yourself in the roles, you know, becoming the juniors, and that's not an entitlement, it was earned, and their teammates know it, and they work hard. Now, that's the thing, they're going to work hard every day in the weight room. They're going to get after it. They're going to ask whatever's asked to them. They're going to do it. And that matters. That's how you build a championship team. Charlie brings, you know, an athleticism at the quarterback position. You just heard him talk about coverage. He understands what he's looking at. And the more games he plays, the better it's only going to get. And he should be confident because no one's going to outwork him. Jordan, you know, we've asked a whole lot of him, but I've been telling him since December, like, you're going to play every position. You're not leaving the football field. You got to get in shape because you're not leaving the football field. And he's handled that well. I mean, I was interested to know what his favorite position was, too. You know, that was a great question. But I know he'll play whatever spot for the team. And then also just looking at the production here already with two touchdowns, one receiving, one rushing touchdown. So it goes back to impact plays. I had a coach talk to me about that at one point in my career. It ain't the amount of snaps, it's the impact plays. Guys can play 70 snaps and not impact the play. And a guy can have 12 snaps somewhere and impact the play. And Jordan is an impact player.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, kind of flipping back to you guys, it's first year under Coach Monroe. We're going to have him on here in a little bit, but from both of you guys, what's it like playing for Coach Monroe this year?
It's great. I love it. Coach Monroe's a great guy. I think we have a great relationship. We like to hang out and make jokes together at practice.
I really love Coach Monroe, but it's been kind of different getting used to it going from Coach Dawkins because he's more of a pass-first guy. Coach Monroe likes to run it a lot more, so just had to get used to that, and I've been loving it ever since.
Yeah, and you've definitely seen a little bit more of that in the offense this year. Now, outside of Coach Woods and Coach Monroe, because you guys both play under them, who's your favorite coach on staff?
I think I got to go probably Coach Fagan.
That seems to be a popular answer these days.
Yeah,
Coach Fagan.
Yeah, same for
Coach
you
Fagan.
As well.
Or actually Coach Morton. Coach Fagan or Coach Morton, both of them.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time with Coach Morton, and a couple of pass breakups for you on the year. You've really done a great job when you've been out on that field as a defensive back, and it's easy to see why Coach puts y'all all over the field. And now, Coach, tell me kind of as we get ready to head into week four, What do you expect from both of these guys, not only this week, but kind of throughout the rest of the season?
So for Charlie at the quarterback position, this would be executing, but having the guys huddle up in a way that's efficient. And we want to be very efficient in the huddle, getting the play call in, communicating. And he's doing all these things, but we can always get more efficient with it. And we've been practicing that, you know, this week. It's been an emphasis for us this week, he's been doing a fine job with that. But the offense goes as he's going to go, because he's the quarterback and he has the ability to throw the ball or to run the ball. But it goes back to the leadership of those in between the plays stuff that I know he's ready to take the next step there. For Jordan, you know, I don't want to say too much, because we'll just see about Friday night. You know, he's got a whole lot of job responsibilities, and he's got to do those things, what's asked of him, and he's got to impact the football game.
Well, that's what we like to hear. And I got one question before I let you go. Charlie, this is one just for you. Sorry, Jordan. Taking over as the punter this year, what's that been like, kind of learning to punt the football? I know people make it seem a lot easier than it actually is. You've done a great job so far, but kind of tell me about what's that looks like kind of throughout the offseason and heading into the year.
Yeah, well, I actually punted in middle school.
Okay.
Believe it or not, but I think I'm much better now than I was in middle school.
You probably got a couple extra pounds on you these days,
yeah.
Too.
But I like it. It's pretty fun. It's really different than what I'm used to. And just going out there and kicking the ball is pretty unique.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I know it's definitely something that's a little bit definitely different, I'm sure, imagining now, like in high school as opposed to it was in middle school. But two competitive guys, two guys who excel all over the field, excited to see what they've got in store Friday night. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Coach Monroe, first-year offensive coordinator, be on the show with us. I think Charlie had one more thing to say before we head off.
Happy birthday, Jordan Smoke.
Jordan Smoke, happy birthday from everyone here at Coach's Corner. We'll be back in just a moment on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
Please state the reason for your call.
Apply for a food truck loan.
Great. I heard Rude Duck Zone. Is that correct?
Food truck loan.
Great. I heard Wood Chuck Swarm. Is that correct?
Why do I put up with this?
I heard Nurple, Ports, Fish.
Okay.
Don't let big banks make you feel small. Bank where your money makes a difference. Marion Community Bank. Personal service committed to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
Every great hairstyle starts with listening. At the Gab Salon, the experienced team takes time to create a look that's right for you. From everyday cuts and color to balayage, formal styling, and waxing services, they offer beauty services for the whole family. Visit the Gab Salon at 102A South Main Street in Wetumpka or call 334-567-5344. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Do It Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDoItCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When your car is in need of body work, turn to the River Region's experts, Kelly Collision. Quality repair, trusted results. Kelly Collision, the official auto body shop of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And we welcome you back to a Tribal Talk presented by Kelly Collision and Central Access. Gregory and I now joined by first-year offensive coordinator Coach Monroe. Coach, appreciate you being here with us this evening.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of fun.
I'm excited to get into a bunch of your stuff and philosophy, but first, I know you're a Huntington alum. You played football there. Tell us about what that journey was like playing in college and now kind of how you worked your way here to now being the offensive coordinator for your Wetumpka Indians.
Yeah, it was a fantastic fantastic time playing at Huntington. I would not trade it for anything. Getting a chance to play for Coach Turk, and you just see how many coaches he puts out just because of the details that he went into at practice and what he taught us. It was just a great experience. Didn't play a whole lot, but I just learned so much about the game and how to coach from him.
Well, and I know you were a linebackers coach last year, but tell us what you were like. Was Humke your first? Was this the first spot you landed as a coach?
Yeah, so I started off right out of college and went to at Hopeville High School, and coached there for 8 years. Started on the offensive side of the ball, and ended up being the offensive coordinator for a few years there too. And then decided to switch over to defense to learn more about the game. So switched over to defense, coached there for a couple years of defense, and got an opportunity last year to come to Wetumpka to coach linebackers, and it's been great ever since then.
Well, absolutely. So I do want to ask you about that. Coaching linebackers last year, obviously an offensive guy, you played kind of that tight end H-back position in college. First of all, great production last year under you as a linebackers coach. Tell us what that was like getting to coach some of those guys. Walt Myrick, Keelan Thompson, I'm sure was in some of those meetings as well. Just tell us what you learned from that time as a linebackers coach and how it's helped you now in your role as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, absolutely. It was super easy, to be honest with you, being able to coach guys like that. Like they – Walt Myrick and Logan Fawcett and all them guys that just they just soaked it up, and they already had a really great foundation before I got there. Like I said, I don't even think I yelled till like week 8. Like they just did exactly what they were supposed to do every time, and I think everybody thought I was just, you know, soft and didn't yell at practice because I didn't have to. So that's been a little change this year, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And now kind of working into your role as offensive coordinator, you found out, got the job, and kind of as you worked through the offseason, now a couple weeks into the season, what was your big emphasis throughout the offseason as you prepped for this year?
So the biggest thing when Coach Bear came to me in the spring, we talked about it, was we knew we had all these guys that are big play guys, and it's the hardest thing is just trying to figure out how to get on the ball, like how to get everybody their touches, because they're just great athletes. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, but yeah, that's been the biggest challenge to me is just trying to put them in the right position for them to be successful and get them the ball. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like a pro and a con. You've got so many guys that are so talented that you want to get the ball, but like Coach said earlier, there's only one ball to give a guy to on each play, and I think you've done a really great job of that across the season. I think 7 different players have scored a touchdown so far this season, a lot on the ground. Kind of tell us about what it's like coaching that really talented running back room. Obviously, talent all over the field, but really that group stands out above the rest right now in my eyes.
Well, absolutely. Like we have we have all guys that can do it on the ground, and they can also do it at playing receiver too. And so it's just basically just trying to get them in the right spot for them to be successful. I know Charlie and Jordan both said, you know, I like to run it a lot more, and really honestly, I just want to do whatever it takes to win the game. If that means running it 35 times, then that's what we'll do. If it means passing it 35 times, that's what we're going to do. I just want to win the game, whatever it takes.
Because the skill guys get all the numbers and everybody sees, but what do you see on the offensive line so far for 3 games that maybe doesn't show up on the stat sheet?
And they are a gritty group that really come out ready to work every day. Coach Williams has done a phenomenal job with them. But really the whole offense staff, they're great to work with. But Coach Williams has done a great job with them, just getting them to prepare the right way, practice the right way, and you can just see the growth that they've had since the spring, really. And by the way, like Charlie and Jordan said, that Coach Fagan's their favorite coach. Coach Fagan's my favorite coach, too.
It seems to be quite a popular answer.
Absolutely.
I ask that, you know, every time players come on, and I would say out of the 8 players we've had so far, I think about 6 of them have said Coach Fagan.
We call him the legend for a reason.
Yeah, if you've had any interactions with Coach Fagan, shouldn't come as a huge surprise. And Coach, as you look ahead to Friday night, kind of what's your outlook on Friday night? You see, obviously, you've probably been in some film study, getting ready for Russell County, but kind of what's your offensive game plan without giving anything away?
So it's going to be our biggest challenge of the year. You know, they're a great football team. They play really hard. And they're just coached well. They're coached well. So it's going to be our biggest challenge. And I've told the offense every day this week that, you know, the good thing is we're 3-0 and we haven't played our best game yet. You know, so I'm still waiting for us to play our best game of the year, and I'm hoping it comes on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all are as well. And kind of as you coach up these guys, what do you think it's going to take for this Indians team to play its best game on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, it all starts up front. We got to win up front. You know, they got a very good defensive line. They play really hard. Linebackers, they play a lot of guys on linebackers, and they play hard too. So it's gonna start up front, and then I'll just tell the skill guys just to be patient. Be patient for their time, and when their time comes, like we got a bunch of guys playing different spots, and when their time comes, just make the most of it then. So that we can get everybody the ball, but when they get it, they got to make the most of it.
Coach, talking about Carson Tate, he's been 5 touchdowns on the season so far. He has been great, and talk about how Carson has been. You're like kind of like your every down back. Yeah. He can get 2 to 3 yards every carry, it seems like. What has it been like that for that sophomore running back to have such a big impact in the game?
Well, Tate does a great job because he just runs so hard. You know, he's tough to tackle. And he plays really hard. He does a great job for us. We kind of got a little, you know, thing going with a little thunder and lightning with him. And he's kind of bringing the thunder. Then we can bring in Dion or Jordan Hill or Smoke to give us a little more speed, a little more shiftiness. But when we need 2 yards, we know who we're going with.
Coach, you talk about with your quarterback, Charlie Skipper. He said y'all have a great relationship. Talk about how Charlie is. You know, he has the ability to, you know, change the game in so many different ways, throwing the ball, being able to pull it and running for a 51-yard touchdown, hit the afterburners like he did on Friday night. Talk about your quarterback.
Well, first of all, we did joke on him on the Tallahassee game because he got caught against Tallahassee. And so the first thing he did was come to the sideline and say, you know, Coach, I didn't get caught that time. So that was great. I don't know what happened. He kind of runs on his toes. He's like he's falling down all the time. But, no, I'm joking. Skip's, he is awesome to work with, man. Like, he's – no matter what I do, if I scream and yell at him at practice, like, he's going to come back over and say, yes, sir, and be right back in it. Like, he's just that kid. So I really enjoy coaching him. He does a fantastic job. Like, he's still doing the same production he did last year. He's just doing it in a different way. He's doing it on the ground and in the air. So I just kind of got to remind him of that. Like, he's still giving us the same production.
And another coach, Caleb Ballard. You know, one of the top tight ends in the class of 2028. How does it feel coaching one of the best athletes in that class? And how do you match up? How do you choose the matchups for him going the weeks each week?
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun being able to coach him. And you can just stand on the sideline and look out. Like, he just looks different out there. He's just huge. So he's just finding different ways to get in the ball. first couple weeks they were definitely playing him. You know, 2 guys on top of him, but then we've kind of switched. And last week you saw we were throwing him more short stuff just to try to get him going. But teams have done a good job of trying to take him away. So we just got to still continue to be creative. Like, we've put him in every position out there at receiver. I don't know if you've noticed that, but he's played inside, outside. I mean, you know, we might have something else special for him this week too. So.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach, and, you know, always a pleasure to be able to see him. I definitely agree with you on that. Sometimes looks like he's a boy among men out there, just 6'5", so much taller than everybody else out there. And, you know, he serves as a great part of this Indians offense, and excited to see you guys continue to work here on Friday night. We'll take a quick break. We'll close things out here on Tribal Talk. Coach, appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burley Bow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Mac, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear. Plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
Shopping for your next vehicle doesn't have to be complicated. Collier Ford in Wetumpka gives you tools to get started right from home. Browse new and pre-owned inventory, estimate the value of your trade, explore financing, and even apply for credit online. Then, when you're ready, the team at Collier Ford can help you take the next step. Get started at CollierFordINC.com or find them on Highway 231 in Wetumpka. Come on, come to Collier.
At First Community Bank, banking is about more than accounts and transactions. It's about relationships with the people, families, and businesses that make our communities strong. From personal and business banking to lending and mortgage services, their team is ready to help with the financial needs that come with every stage of life. Learn more at fcbca.com. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Member FDIC. First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
When you bank locally, your money helps strengthen the communities you call home. Marion Community Bank has spent more than a century building relationships and supporting the people and businesses it serves. Now we're proud to be part of the Wetumpka community. Stop by their new location at 4876 U.S. Highway 231 or call 334-478-1138 to learn more. Marion Community Bank, committed to you. Member FDIC.
Need a shopping day? A dinner out? Maybe a little of both? Make your way to the Shops at East Chase. With more than 70 stores and restaurants, you can shop favorites like Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Buckle, and Journeys. Then grab coffee, a sweet treat, or dinner before heading home. Shopping, dining, and plenty to explore. Make a day of it at the Shops at East Chase.
We welcome you back here as we close things out on Tribal Talk presented by Kelly Collision and Central Access. It's an exciting week for Indians Athletics Volleyball, currently hosting San Hope Elmore. I advise all of you, if you're watching at home, go get over there. Watch the Indians take on the Mustangs. Volleyball will be on the road this Thursday. They'll play Pike Road, right up the road at 5:30 p.m. Flag football currently playing at Russell County. Unfortunately, don't have a score update for you just yet, but they will have their first home game of the season. They'll host the Prattville Lions on Thursday, September 10th. That one kicks off at 5:30 as well. Show up and show out. Support the program that Coach Lacey is working hard to build over there at Wetumpka Flag Football. Then, of course, the Indians will get their shot at Russell County on Friday night. A battle of the unbeatens. Both teams 3-0 respectively. 1-0 in the region as well. We'll be on the air at 6:30 p.m. with the Shops at East Chase pregame show. You can tune in every way you listened here tonight, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, or on 105.1 WRFS. And there might just be a fourth way to watch. Keep your eyes peeled to the Wetumpka Sports Network for announcements on that. We'll be on the air, like I mentioned, at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoff. If you can't make it to the Wetumpka Sports Complex, you're welcome to join back and watch the game with us. For Mitch Petrie and Gregory Kirby, appreciate you all being with us here this evening. We will see you on Friday night.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.